Some people walk in the room and they lift the atmosphere. They lift everybody's mood, and it's infectious. Their personality just makes people feel better. This woman's work is actually about making people feel better deeply for the long run. Beverly Grant from Mo Better Green Marketplace in the house.
Oh my goodness.
No stranger, that's for sure.
Absolutely not.
Great to have you here again.
Well, I just always appreciate being with my family, because that's what KUVO is. You know, I've grown up with you all.
We were just reminiscing just a few minutes ago.
You're telling old stories.
Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely.
Well, going way back.
All the way back to the KDKL days.
Oh, okay.
For those of you that know.
That's too far back.
In addition to being a resource for heirloom seeds and organic food and sustainable living, is you know, your expertise touches on all these areas. We're going to try and narrow down our brief time together to community gardens, the farmers market that you run, and Juneteenth coming up. Let's start with the community gardens. I know a couple of your gardeners. These are people that live in various communities, and they're like, we love Beverly. We love growing our own food. And you have gardens all over town.
It's true. I'm really blessed. Recently, I have been able to work with Nick Gruber with the Blue Bear Farm downtown, and so I am farming down there. We just had our first community dinner there this past Saturday.
Eating food from the garden?
Yes, and from other local farms as well, because that's the point, to get people into growing spaces and take that Iron Chef approach of whatever the garden has ready, that's what we're eating.
That's sustainable. When you're eating locally, you're eating seasonally. All this stuff I've learned from you.
Well, absolutely. And it's not a new thing. It's the original thing.
I like that. Sometimes it can feel so intimidating, though, for somebody whose feet have been on the sidewalk and on the concrete for so long. If you had to pin it down, the two or three things that make a good garden. I mean, the essence of you know, assuring that something's going to grow here. What would it be?
We would have to start with the soil. The soil is the most important thing, because it is the environment in which the food begins.
Right.
Then, of course, the seeds. That's why the heirloom seeds are important. And then water. You know, one, two,
there you
three.
Beverly Grant is our guest. She's from Mo Better Green Marketplace. You can find her on Facebook and Instagram at Mo Better Green. The farmers market begins, and you're running it all summer long. What are the details on your farmers markets?
Well, in Five Points, next to the Blair Caldwell Library. And we will launch this weekend during Juneteenth. And the formal markets will begin 6/24 through 10/14.
And how many farmers do you bring in, and what do they look like?
Well, first of all, the farmers kind of look like me. And and then I have really focused on tapping into local food. So yeah. Denver Botanic Gardens, Common Name Farm. There's food from the Dahlia campus, along with foods that I have grown with my farmers in three locations.
This is so, like, you're so close to the earth. You know, you're talking to these farmers to make sure what this is all organic produce.
Well, yeah. There's no doubt about that part, but I look at, when I think about our community, the people are the soil of the community. Mm-hmm. And so this is why soil is important all around. Earlier I was saying that, you know, the soil is the place where the things grow. Well, think about it. When it comes to community, the ideas begin within the people and then grow from there. And then when the people come together to create beautiful alchemy through collaboration, that's an example of healthy soil.
Can you give me an example of some of the more popular items that people like to purchase or that are really consumable and easier to grow in the climate that we reside in?
Yes, indeed. Well, first, let's start with my name, Green. There's totally no S on there, but greens, LOL. Those are easy to grow. Tomatoes, squash, also hot peppers and sweet peppers. Now, these are things you're going to find a lot. Eggplants grow prolifically, beautifully. You know, I know it's not on everyone's list, but these are just like a few things that, you know, you're going to find a lot around town.
Yeah. Eggplants are impressive, though. That's for sure.
They are a beautiful plant, but you really need to know how to prepare them. And once you break that barrier, you'll be in love with it. Yeah.
If you don't like it, you try a lot of cheese on them. Maybe, you know, it kind of helps with the flavor.
Uh-oh, we just learned Carlo's secret, cheese.
How to make it better. You are going to be in person at the Juneteenth Freedom Celebration this weekend at the Cousins Plaza, Sonny Lawson Park, right there between 23rd and 24th next to the library, starting
Absolutely.
This weekend. And we'll see you there, and your juice team and the music and the great food.
Absolutely. You could just say the triple F, food, folks, fun.
You got it.
You know, I've been trained to, when I go into a store, start at produce.
You are correct.
Fill up your basket with produce. Let's take it one better. When you're ready to shop for food, start at the farmer's market.
Exactly. And listeners, there's one near you.
Beverly Grant.
That's what I love this time of the year. It's like a coming out party.
Yeah, it is.
In all its facets, you know.
Absolutely. Veggies out.
Now tell me that at the three F's again.
Food, folks, and fun.
Got it.
Beverly like Grant. It's Mo Better Green Marketplace on Facebook, on the Instagram at Mo Better Green. And you've always got a community here to help put the word out. Thank you for doing what you do, for being who you are, and stay close by.
Well, I'm grateful for Kuvo being here for all of us.
Yeah. Beverly, it's so good to see you again. Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.